Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: يا ابن آدم، ما كسبت فوق قوتك، فأنت فيه خازن لغيرك.
Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salam, said, O son of Adam, whatever you earn beyond your basic needs, you will only keep vigil over it for others.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother. Now, George Jordak writes in his book, in the testament written by Ali for Malik al-Ashtar, one of his close companions, while appointing him as a governor of Egypt, Imam Ali says, appoint that person as a commander of your army, whom you consider to be most sincere and superior to others in the matter of humbleness and forbearance. This person should not be short-tempered and should accept an excuse from the people. This person should be kind to the weak, yet hard upon the powerful and oppressive. This person should not become hot-tempered due to the cruelty of the people and should not become helpless due to the weakness. And so George Jordak writes, thus it is evident, it is proved, that Ali was a peace-loving person, and he always recommended peace. It is so interesting that a Christian brother has reached this conclusion, like the day shines upon the earth, that Imam Ali was a peace-loving person. And yet, on the other hand, we have so many so-called Muslims who wrongfully say that Imam Ali was a war-loving person. So interesting that how has time changed that a Christian brother can teach us so much about Imam Ali alayhi salam. And George Jordak continues and he writes, Ali extremely hated war and always prohibited it. He never stepped towards war unless war itself stepped towards him. And even if he stepped towards war, it was when he had exhausted all efforts to stop it by means of friendship, love, goodness, and kindness. George Jordak writes, if Ali was compelled to fight a battle, he tried that the least number of people should be killed. And when Ali secured victory over his enemies, he forgave them. He was equally grieved in the event of victory and of defeat. George Jordak writes, whenever Imam Ali's enemies requested for peace, he quickly acceded to this request, cheerfully and wholeheartedly. George Jordak writes, Imam Ali used to say, during peacetime, the soldiers are in comfort, the worries of the people are less, and an atmosphere of security prevails in the cities. George Jordak writes, Imam Ali sent many orders to the governors and the officers in which he emphatically recommended to them, inter alia, that they should follow Imam Ali's example and should not draw their swords on account of ordinary manners, as was done by the people during the age of ignorance, Jahiliyyah. George Jordak writes, Imam Ali says, do not put your hands and swords in motion like the tongue on account of trivial matters. Imam Ali says, I do not punish anyone merely on account of suspicion. I shall not fight anyone until I invite him to peace and thus discharge my responsibility in this behalf. Imam Ali continues, as George Jordak writes, if that person repents, I shall accept his repentance. But if he declines to do so and is bent upon fighting, I shall seek help from God and shall fight against him. George Jordak writes, it is the duty of every person to abide by the promises made by him. And it is by this means peace is attained between the individuals and in the society, and the chances of warfare are eliminated. A covenant should be honored, whether it is concluded between the followers of the same religions or different religions, between persons belonging to the same race or to different races, and between friends or enemies. George Jordak finally writes, this was the principle which was followed constantly throughout his life by Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أشهد أنك جاهدت في الله حق جهاده وعملت بكتابه واتبعت سنن نبيه.
I testify that you made utmost efforts, as it should be, in the cause of Allah, acted upon His book, followed the way of life of His Prophet, blessings of Allah be on him and his children, to the last moment of your life, until Allah invited you to come unto Him and used His discretion to take you away and sealed your enemy's doom with the blame that the arguments had been made known to one and all through you. O Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which Thou considers good for me. Let me agree with that which Thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember Thee and invoke Thee. Let me be in love with Thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well-liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. let me be unruffled and well composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with Thee, well-equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of Thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of Thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying Thee.
كل صبح وكل اشراق ايام تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاق ايام قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Do you want to be healthy and feel good? Perhaps you won't find anyone not sharing this goal. Whilst there's a plethora of advice online and by experts, we have wonderful recommendations in Islamic teachings, including the sayings of the Holy Ahl al-Bayt alayhum as-salam. They all lived a healthy life and would love their followers to be healthy too. For instance, I have personally found hundreds of narrations on healthy lifestyle from the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi as-salam. Here are tips in this regard. Personal hygiene. Imam alayhi as-salam recommends that the nails are trimmed every Friday. In a hadith found in the book Tibbul Imma, Medicine of the Imams, he reportedly said such a deed protects against illness. Similarly, in book Makarimul Akhlaq, Imam Ali alayhi salam is reported to have stated, removing the underarm hair reduces unpleasant smells. It is indeed the sunnah and a source of purification and what the Prophet has commanded. Food that Imam Ali alayhi salam recommends. Through looking at various sources, I found narrations pointing to what Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, used to eat and what he would recommend you and I to actually eat. Green vegetables, eggs, starting with a little bit of salt before eating, pomegranate, bread, vinegar, vegetable oils, dates, honey and milk, amongst many others, were mentioned by Amir al-Mu'mineen in narrations. In an interesting narration, Imam Ali alayhi salam encourages eating oats mixed with water or milk, like a porridge, known as harisa. Eat the harisa, he says, for it gives you strength for worship for 40 days, and it was the food that was descended upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number 9, water. Despite many of us not drinking enough water these days, Imam Ali alayhi salam recommends that excessive water consumption should be avoided as well. He tells us, don't make your hearts die with excessive food and drink. For the heart dies like a plant if you drink too much water. Finally, some vices that are related to health. The commander of the faithful, peace be upon him, warns of the impact of some spiritual vices on the body and health in general. For example, it is narrated that he said, the envious person is sick even if his body is healthy. Similarly, he is reported to have said, to have hatred towards others results in ongoing illness. He also warns of the impact of stress and the need to de-stress to avoid illness. He stated, stress dissolves the body. Or in another narration, sadness destroys the body. These are some of the gems from the statements of a man who is truly a role model for each and every human being and the best student of Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the permission to follow in his footsteps.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.